All right, there's an event which is coming to our town on Monday, actually. It's called the Rolling Barrage, and what it is a group of motorcyclists who are touring to raise awareness of the suffering of PTSD. And I have one of the organizers of that, Rob Truscott, on the telephone with me. Rob, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, well, first off, talk about the Rolling Barrage itself. What is the Rolling Barrage?
So the Rolling Barrage is, one way to put it, is making noise for PTSD with a Cross Canada motorcycle rally in August. We're in our fifth year now, and our founder, Scott Casey, lives out west. The first year he wanted to do it, he went to his wife and said, you know, honey, I think I want to do a ride across Canada for PTSD awareness. She looked at him and said, well, that's nice, dear. So we gathered a few of his friends and we started putting something together. And it's just been growing ever since.
Now, what you're doing is amazing, I have to say. And again, I mentioned before we went on the air, and I, you know, we've been part of the Rucksack March, and this is just another way to show people that you're giving that support. People who suffer from PTSD really need to see that you know, they're being supported.
Exactly, and that's a big part of why we want to do this, is it allows people to sort of come out of the shadows. And if you have people who, you know, start, it's almost like we're actually calling it sometimes a traveling peer support group. But we also want to make sure we help identify that it's more than not just a military issue. A lot of people seem to tie it in just with the military. We want to be very inclusive of our first responder partners. And as such, this year, we're actually getting a police escort through Nova Scotia. We work heavily with our law enforcement partners because they also have to deal with many PTSD issues as well.
Yeah, exactly. They really do. Okay, so let's talk about the itinerary a little bit. You're coming to town basically on Monday. What's the plan?
Well, so because of COVID rules, we kind of weren't sure if this was really going to go until about 3 weeks ago. So We don't have very intricate plans. Our plan is, on arrival to town, when we come down the South Shore from Halifax, is we want to go visit your Afghanistan memorial we heard about. Mm-hmm. And I myself have never seen it, just found out about it, so I'd like to bring the group there, because we try to stop at as many monuments and memorials to our fallen as we can across Canada. And then we'll go into town. We're staying at the Grand Rod Yarmouth, and then we're just trying to work on our supper plans, and just take it easy. The next day we depart up the Annapolis Valley, heading for New Brunswick to continue the Cross Canada journey.
All right. So are any motorcyclists who are interested in taking part of this invited to come in and join?
Absolutely. Our website, www.therollingbarrage.com, has a lot of our details and our itinerary, as well as our Facebook and Twitter. We welcome all motorcyclists, civilians, public. It's a bad matter of showing support and helping raise awareness. Of course, fundraising helps too. Over the years, we've been kind of helping the peer support style groups, such as Nova Scotia's Rally Point Retreat. We were able to buy them some equipment that they wanted for people who were visiting their retreat and things like that, as well as all the way to the West Coast, where a similar event, Camp My Way, run by Terrence Kossaker, who many may not know, was actually the first responder who responded to the Olympic bobsledder that was killed in Whistler, and his PTSD as a result of that. And so he started Camp My Way. So we cover all across Canada. We've helped a number of organizations that just deal in sort of the retreat therapy.
Right on. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Enjoy the ride, and let's have a whole bunch of our local motorcyclists join you and really make for a great demonstration.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
That's Rob Truscott. He is one of the organizers for the Rolling Barrage, and you can find more information on their website, rollingbarrage.com.